And we have the news in detail from Brian Jennings.
Government leaders are expected to discuss the accommodation of asylum seekers at a meeting today. It follows a ruling by the High Court on the issue. Cathy Lee reports.
Last month, the High Court ruled that the failure by the Minister for Integration, Roger Cormann, to provide accommodation for one asylum seeker was unlawful. The court is due to give a final determination of the case next Friday. The decision could have wider implications, and the three coalition party leaders are expected to consider a response to this today. The issue was also addressed at a cabinet subcommittee last week. Yesterday, the Minister of State for Integration, Joe O'Brien, said the government needed to get homeless asylum seekers off the streets and into accommodation. In recent weeks, there has been an increase in the number of homeless asylum seekers in Ireland. The current number now stands at 582. A number of them have erected more than two dozen tents outside the International Protection Office on Mount Street in Dublin.
Russia has launched a wave of drone, missile and airstrikes on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and other cities in the country. The authorities in the capital said the Ukrainian military had destroyed 35 Iranian-made drones that Russia had launched. Kyiv's mayor said at least five people were wounded. Saudi Arabia has said it's confident that talks on brokering a ceasefire between warring military factions in Sudan will be successful. Negotiations began in Jeddah on Saturday. A man in his 30s has been questioned by Gardaí in Sligo on suspicion of the murder of a woman last week. Angela Canavan was found at her home at St John's Terrace in Sligo Town last Monday. Police in Belfast have arrested a 31-year-old man after reports that an armed man had taken a hostage in a Belfast hotel. Firearms officers responded to the report that the suspect had entered the Clayton Hotel on Ormo Avenue. He was reported to have been carrying a gun and to have threatened staff and guests. The suspect attempted to make off from the scene but was detained by police. Police confirmed the weapon had not been a firearm. A public consultation on the future management of the population of deer in Ireland has found widespread support for culling. In the 12 months from February 2022, more than 55,000 deer were culled in Ireland. The consultation was conducted as part of the development of a national deer management strategy. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
This consultation on managing the deer population was carried out for the Deer Management Strategy Group, set up to look at the issue by the government. Respondents were asked their views on the impact of deer on a range of issues. Over 1,500 submissions were received, and the results seen by RTE News find that 81% said they are damaging agricultural land and are a road safety concern. Asked to rank management options in order of importance, 86% chose deer culling, while a majority also favour supporting landowners to manage deer, developing a market for wild venison, and extending the hunting season. The findings now feed into the Deer Management Strategy Group's ongoing work. Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlogue said the sustainable management of the national deer population is very important, and he looks forward to seeing that work progress.
Politicians and diplomats are visiting schools around the country to mark Europe Day today, celebrating Ireland's 50-year membership of the European Union. Government ministers, other Oireachtas members and ambassadors of EU member states are visiting some of the 470 schools and groups participating in a special EU 50 initiative, celebrating milestones of Ireland's EU membership. Government buildings, the Customs House and other buildings will be lit up in the European Union colours tomorrow evening. Hundreds of expectant parents are to receive a gift from the state under a pilot scheme beginning in Dublin and Waterford. The so-called baby bundle will include toys to encourage early communication, items to help the safe bathing of infants, as well as a range of household supports to help new parents after the birth. 300 families from the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin and 150 families attending Waterford University Hospital were invited to take part in the pilot. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be generally cloudy at first with patchy drizzle as rain near the east coast quickly clears. Later, there'll be sunny spells and showers that'll become more widespread and heavy during the afternoon. There'll be thundery downpours, especially in the east, with a likelihood of spot flooding. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 20 degrees.